Time, ladies and gentlemen, the Craig James Financial Report with our man Craig Ferrantino, certified wealth strategist extraordinaire. He is president of the Craig James Financial Services, located around the heart of Melville, 510 Broad Hollow Road. And please check out the website. You got webinars, events, all kinds of great stuff, information galore. CraigJamesFinancial.com. That is a must look up right there. Craig Ferrantino, registered representative of Auburn Securities Advisory Services, all three United Planets Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services, LLC, United Planners, not affiliated. The Dow Jones Industrial from yesterday, down nearly 100 points. I think it was 98 or so. And we'll check in with futures. Last time I looked, they were down 40. And you got some important numbers coming out a little bit later regarding unemployment. Remember now, last six times, it's been in that 800,000 category. So we'll see what happens there. Big morning. And a big report coming up. Sir, how are you? Always great to have you.
Yes, a lot of news. Thank you, Jay. Boy, you've, okay, just keep going. I like what you're saying here. That's right. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 100 points yesterday. I love it, Jay. I love it. This is awesome. As you know, the 10-year Treasury is at an 0.82, broke the 6 to 7 range. It's creeping up pretty quickly, the 10-year Treasury, which means that mortgages will start to creep up. So please be on the lookout. Please, if you're doing stuff, do it now. It's my suggestion. Spot price of gold up $12.80. Oil is back over just at $40, fell down a little bit. So, yeah, we have a lot of news coming out today. We had a lot of news into yesterday. That was some of it which we talked about. But the news for today is initial jobless claims. They're expecting, I don't know, something like 870,000 is expected. So if we beat that, I do believe the economy is still firing, so we could be in that number even better. There was almost 900,000 the prior week. We also have continuing jobless claims, people who have been out. And the last week was 10.018. Now we're looking at 9.625. So we're going to see less people. We hope to see less people on continuing jobless claims. We got existing home sales. Both of those first two numbers come out at 8:30. So we'll talk in an hour. And existing home sales is also coming out at 10. And we get the manufacturing activity index, which is Kansas City. Federal Reserve does that. And that's at 11 o'clock. We also had earnings already. We're starting to see 6:30 this morning. Your buddy right near where your studio is, Southwest Airlines, reported they were looking for an adjusted loss of $2.35 a share. You know, what do you think of Southwest, Jay? I mean, let me tell you how they came in. They actually beat their earnings estimates. $1.99 versus $2.35, and they said that their business revenue has dropped 68%. They are the most profitable airline because they just do certain things that other airlines don't do, and they're the most profitable airline out there. And you still get free bags to go on there. So, but they were burning cash about $23 million a day. And somehow they brought that down to $16 million. So every day that they don't run, they're losing $16 million. And they said they only need about 60 to 70% of where they were in 2019 to break even. How awesome is that, huh? They don't even need to do 100% their business or 110% their business. They only need to operate at 60 to 70% of the 2019 levels to double their third quarter sales just to break even. So that's reasonable. You know, it shows you how well-run that airline is. All right. We got some other numbers here. Coke came out. They hit that. They missed their numbers a little bit, but their revenue's up. I can't figure that one out, except that they're starting to sell seltzers. So maybe that's helping out. Hard seltzers, that is. First time in history selling alcohol, Coca-Cola. You got to realize the company used to have cocaine in it, Jay. back in the early 1900s, but they got rid of the cocaine. So now they're back to another elixir, so to speak, with we have a lovely flavored alcohol in their seltzers, hard seltzers. We're also getting SiriusXM, which is that's the calls on right now. AT&T is going on right now. Kimberly Clark at 7:30. It's a lot of earnings. This is going to be exciting. We want to see how they're doing. Hey, did Kimberly Clark sell toilet paper? Let's check it out. That's going to be at 7:30 today.
Very good. Yeah, good stuff there. You got a lot.
Patient T. I'm sorry, go ahead.
A lot going on here. Big day today. Really is. A lot on the line here. Be very interesting.
Hey, Tesla came in. I know you're all excited about that one. Tesla came in. They actually beat their earnings. They have some cash flow. They're only up 400% since January. So curious just to see where they go with these good earnings, but I think that's already baked into the numbers. But the big news is that they may be included in the Standard & Poor's 500 index, which means that a lot of people have to buy them again if you're running an index. So it may increase demand for the stock. So that's interesting. And after the market today, we'll get Intel. Very, very interesting day. Anyway, we have a presentation tonight, Jay. We hope you can come on that one as well. Taxes and your retirement. It doesn't sound attractive, does it? But most people don't realize that when they retire, they start to get Social Security. They start to get their, in some instances, pensions. They have other income coming in. Maybe they have rent. Maybe they have some things paying interest, like CDs. And then they also have maybe dividends from Con Edison or something like that. It's coming in, and they're living on this income. But each one of those is taxed differently. And an understanding of that, and particularly how things may change should the administration change, meaning the president, is going to be critically important. There's some things you could do today while the tax code is good for this whole year. And I think that's a critically important presentation. It's free. I have no skin in the game. This is just to help our clients out and your listeners. So very, very important to go over that and to see what that's about, because different sets of income is taxed differently. If I take money out of my IRA, I'm taxed differently as ordinary income. I take it out of a if it comes out of a pension, that's an ordinary income. So you got how do we make ourselves less tax toxic for the future, and try and get some things off the tax return, at least for now. And that's what we'll be talking about tonight. Very exciting presentation, very critically important. People tell us it's the most important presentation that we do in their lifetime. Some of them actually changed how they saw the future.
Yeah, it's great. And that's free, folks, 7 to 8 tonight. You don't want to miss that. It's a biggie. And you know what? You get it in, then you watch a little bit of the Giants, and then you get on and watch the big debate tonight. That's how I would do my – that's how I think I will do my evening tonight. So 7 to 8, free webinar. You go to that website. It's great, CraigJamesFinancial.com. So we got a lot going on here, man. I'll tell you, between the debate and, you know, you saw what happened yesterday with the revelation regarding Russia and Iran as far as the election is concerned. We'll see what effect that has today on the market. You got stimulus discussions still going on. I mean, you got a lot of Hunter Biden stuff, you know, with the business partner. And I tell you, you got a lot of stuff in the air these days.
So, Hunter Biden was fake news. I thought that's fake news. No, that's real.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to wipe that off my list then. I will not talk about that throughout the rest of this morning. Listen, good stuff. We await the unemployment numbers. If you had a guess, one last one here. If you had a guess, Craig, where would we be as far as the unemployment? Are we going to be under that 800,000 threshold, you think, first time in a long time?
Well, we're looking at 880. So, I think they're under the number they're expected. I think it's but it still might be over 800, maybe 810. But even that would be huge. Because the last week it was 898, so it would have been 100,000 new jobs created. So I just put it slightly over 800, but let's see. It would be great to see it under 800,000.
And we will discuss it tomorrow morning. Always a pleasure to have you. Craig James Financial, check it out. Great website, a free webinar tonight. Fantastic stuff. We'll talk to you in the morning, sir.
Thank you, Jay. Yes, let's get through the day.